So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
This is an upgraded video from my last video on shingles, so it's some additional information. If you have shingles, this is what you need to do. Okay, there's two things. One is a technique I'm going to explain, which is very, very effective. And number two is certain nutrients. Number one, vitamin D3, okay? 50,000 international units every single day. Now, you might say, well, that's a lot. Well, we're doing short term, talking about like a week, maybe 2 weeks. There's not any problem with that. And you need enough vitamin D to drop inflammation and also help your immune system. The thing about the virus involved with shingles is that it's in a dormant state and it gets reactivated. It can come out of remission and it tends to live in the nervous system. So when it comes out, it can give you all sorts of lesions external on the skin and internal too and create a lot of pain. So vitamin D helps the immune system keep it in remission. Number two, zinc. That will also help put that virus back in remission. I would do 200 milligrams every single day. Number three, vitamin C. Now, in past videos, I always mentioned never to do a synthetic version, except if you're doing a detox. Here's one other exception. If you are handling shingles, you can take at least a gram or more a few times a day, maybe three times a day. Just make sure that it's non-GMO because a lot of times they make vitamin C from corn, and unless it's GMO, you might have residues of glyphosate. If you're taking synthetic vitamin C for any period of time, I would recommend also taking with it a food base, about 500 milligrams of a food-based vitamin C. But you need more vitamin C to help put that virus back in remission. Another thing to do is get L-lysine. It's an amino acid, at least 600 milligrams once or twice a day. Now, L-lysine will be kind of nullified if you take another amino acid called arginine. So I don't think you're taking arginine right now, but I would just recommend avoiding nuts, which is high in arginine, and seeds, okay? So don't consume those right now to keep your arginine low so L-lysine can work a lot better because they tend to compete. And last thing is to take some melatonin before bed, 3 milligrams. Just so happens that melatonin, taken short term, can help you as an antiviral, okay? Now, what do you do with the technique? Let's say, for example, this is looking on your back. Let's say you have pain that radiates from your spine over to your left side through here, and it follows like between the ribs. What you're going to do is you're going to use acupressure on the opposite side, the mirror image. So wherever it hurts on this side, you press and massage on the opposite side. So you're going to need some help with this because you can't reach back there, but you want to stimulate this opposing mirror image neurological pathway. So you have someone just rub down, and guess what? It's going to be very, very tender. It's always going to be twice as tender on the opposite side. Just have them do it within your tolerance. And once you kind of really massage this area and do some acupressure on this side, it's going to relieve the bad side. Okay. And if this is happening on the front side of your body, do the same thing. Just press on the opposite side. Wherever it is on this side, you match it on the opposite side and do that several times a day. And it will work. In fact, go ahead and comment down below and you're going to notice a lot of people are going to say, wow, this works. It's amazing. Because it does work. Just give it a shot. Thanks for watching. Hey, before you go real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself. And so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.